Welcome to the Inside Chat podcast, co-hosted by founder of the Delforge Group, Valerie Delforge, and ex-salon owner and business coach, Amy Gordon. We'll be sharing weekly episodes with you where Valerie and Amy discuss hot topics and questions sent in from our listeners. A must-listen for all salon, spa, aesthetics, and skin clinic business owners. Check in every Monday wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll be here with a new episode ready to help you start your week off right.
Seeing it in a lot of existing team, isn't it, that's been there for a long time, that it's all very much routine, and I kind of, you know, I just come in and I do this, and there's no newness in the way they function. And talking to some owners who have got those established in, perhaps have been with them for a long time, like they're just letting them get away with stuff that they probably don't really want to. It's not aligning with what they want, but they're still letting things happen.
Yeah, or they're feeling, you know, shocked or disappointed at how maybe the manager is operating because they're doing certain things that they wouldn't necessarily expect them to do. But, which this is going to probably sound a little bit harsh, but it kind of falls down to them, because that team has been established based around just everyone doing what they want to do when they want to do it. And that's the management style. And so the management style has carried through. And it's, you know, it's a lovely environment, and we all know how lovely that is. But then when you take your foot off the pedal slightly, or because you need to step back for whatever reason that may be, or you've just made the decision to do so, and then you can start to see from the outside, because you're not there, these things are creeping in where the manager is then complacent.
Or a new manager, someone that's just come in as maybe an established staff member. They've got the title managers, but they're functioning the same way as they always function.
Yes.
And we always get that from when we do the management to leadership program, isn't it? Where I'm very friendly with a team. I don't quite know how to position myself. We're letting the staff
just go.
And I think
it's very difficult for when a manager is still maintaining their therapist stylist role, because what they're finding it difficult to do is, on the days that they're a therapist stroke stylist, is to remember that they're a manager. They're then just in the staff room doing the same old thing. But then they're letting that seep into them on their management days or admin days, whatever it may be. Then they're still being a therapist stylist. So it's really, that's when we see a lot of managers kind of, we're trying to develop them and get them to look from a business perspective.
But it has to come from the owner's perspective as well, because if they're letting things slide and, you know, it's okay, and oh well, you know, it's always been that way, but it's not aligning with you and it's not what you want anymore. Somewhere along the line, you have to start learning about leadership. You have to start learning about how do you want the team culture to be. And a lot of time we tend to generalize the whole team. They're all doing that. It turns out it's never the whole team. It just might be that one person that's just perhaps a little bit more rude than others, or perhaps making a cup of tea to everyone and having a good old laugh when actually it wasn't part of that customer journey. And it's all a bit too much. Now, if it works for you and the team culture is great and you love it, then that's great. There's nothing to tweak. But if you're feeling, and we've spoken to a lot of owners, it's like, it's just not what I want. I want it differently. Then you've got to kind of take it and really work.
You've got to take it from the top again, haven't you? You've got to almost reevaluate the team culture, I think, again. And you've got to, you've got to present it to the team in terms of, because of course you don't want to one day be this, you know, not airy fairy, but everyone does what they want and everything's cool. And if you finish early, you can go home early, like whatever, anything goes. To like, right, this is it, you know, being very, because that's not going to work either. But I think it's just a case of, first and foremost, if you've got a manager, say, look, you know, from taking a step back or from me just evaluating the business, you know, there's things that actually don't sit quite right with me, or that I feel we need to change on a professionalism basis.
Yeah.
You know, I want the business, we want to grow, want it to move forward. Yes, it works as it is now, but there's so much more opportunity. And I think we're missing a trick when we're not doing this, this and that. Yeah. And this is how we need to develop your role as a manager, how I deal with things. We need to be very clear about how we're how we're working, then your role as a manager, and then we need to develop it into the team.
But it's never going to be an overnight thing.
Never,
it's definitely a journey that you keep going back to. And why leadership is because it starts with your communication as an owner. Start with learning, teaching communication, what you want as a staff or manager perspective, and also starting to change yourself, like you said, not all gone blazing, but perhaps it starts. And then we've done something really good with one of the member was like, let's look at your team meeting first.
Yeah,
how can we engage them slightly differently? How can we make sure that, you know, a few of the members did the walking meetings, just to get them out of the salon, and just did a walk around the park and did the meeting around the park and coming back. And it was just something different that changed the dynamic of the team. Another one, we kind of created loads of little games on those team meetings. So there's more participation from the team, and they had to.
An input.
Yeah. But it's, what do you do with it afterwards?
Yeah, of course. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, a team wants to feel valued and important and involved. And yes, you're going to get the odd one that doesn't really care, just comes in, does the job, and that's that. You know, that's another story. But ultimately, a team wants to feel that. So I think, yes, it's always difficult in change, you know, if they've been able to do X, Y, and Z for so long, or,
get
you know,
away with it,
or go on lunch together, or do this, or do that. And now you're saying, actually, do you know what? I'm not sure I want that. But so it needs to be a group discussion. But equally, we need to be very careful what happens in a group and what happens on a one-to-one basis. Because as we always say with group discussions, there needs to be very much, you know, it needs to be a discussion about, we're changing these things for the better. And this is because we're growing and we're doing this this year and doing that. And so we need to make sure this area is covered and this is done, whatever it may be.
But I always find that anyone, I always go back to, we as a human being, I was going to say, you know, you always want to know why you're doing things. Why is there changes? And sometimes some of the owners will be, oh, I feel like I'm justifying myself. You're not. You're just setting the expectations of where you want to go. And if you take the step back of, this is not a personal opinion, it's more of the business needs. It's the customer journey needs. And therefore, it's not a personal opinion. And you do those exercises and those team meetings, that's far more kind of strategic on the training point of view of what you want, the changes will happen because you've kind of made that first step.
It's funny because that's almost like what you do with the children a little bit, isn't it? Like, you know, I remember my mum always used to say to me, just because I said so. You're like, but I need to know why.
I'm doing that now
and it's something I've always tried to do with my kids, is to give them an explanation. I mean, don't get me wrong, that after a while I'm just like, just do it.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for teenagers. Forget up to the age of 12, let's say.
I'm walking on borrowed time at the moment. But yeah, I mean, it is like you said, we're a creature of habit as well. We don't like change, and we want to know why things are changing. And you said, and I've felt it before, well, I don't need to explain myself. And you know, actually, you do. You've got people that have worked there for maybe a long time. They're loyal to the business. They've always worked this way. They don't see anything wrong. They don't see what you see.
And they can't be in your mind. They're not mind readers. And that's what I keep saying. Like, if you're not communicating and you're not saying what you want, they are going to keep getting away with things that is not aligning with you. And in the end, it's going to make you frustrated, annoyed, and, you know, you're just going to feel you're not able to manage properly and blah, blah, blah. And it all goes going to kind of generate a really kind of underlining, not such a great team culture, because you've not dealt with, okay, how do I want to... We go back to that on the strategies and then on the business retreat, those kind of thing, where we look at, right, how do we want to work by the end of the year? What do we want to happen by the end of next year? And we're really going to focus on building that around it. And then
what we need exactly for that to happen. Mm. But and that, all of that said, it then comes down to that if you have a manager in between you and the team, that manager has to be built up to being the manager that you need them to be, which means that you don't have to be doing that. And the team need to understand what that manager's role is. The manager needs to understand.
But not expecting the manager to be like you.
No.
Everyone's got their own way of dealing with things. Mm. But step by step, really pushing them to that leadership role. Right, not suddenly coming in all gun blazing, this is how we're doing things, that's never going to work. Mm. But if you haven't got that plan, it's not going to work either, isn't it? Thank you for joining us. We really enjoy sharing our thoughts on various topics. If you have a burning question, simply comment below. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification button to keep up to date with each new episode.